Mitzvah Edim, that when the Beis Din first brings in the Edim, they want to say, I saw a person be Megadeth, I saw somebody be curse Hashem, so first of all, the Edim did not hear the actual curse from the Edim. The beginning will just tell the Edim, Bikini, say over the nickname, what did you hear from that person? In other words, just say like, Yake Yasi Yas Yasi. The beginning, before we're sure the person's Chayiv Misa, we just start to investigate, but at all times the Edim just say, with the Kinnah, we heard this person say, that Yake Yasi Yas Yasi. Yasi should curse Yasi. They say the words Yasi, because also four letters, like Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke. Now, Nidmer Adin, if Bezdin really comes to Maskana, that this person really, if it's true what the Edim saying, that the person really said this lesson, the person's Chayiv Misa, if Bezdin comes to the Maskana, that's really Chayiv Misa, then, Le Hogin Bikinui, Bezdin cannot kill this person because so far, he only heard nicknames, they did not hear the actual curse that the person said. So what does Bezdin do now? Elamaitziin kol adam achutz. Right before we tell the Edim to say exactly what you heard, we tell anybody to go out. Anybody doesn't have to be there. If not part of the building, we tell them to go out. That we ought to have as least as possible people should hear the curse. Shayalin Esagodel. Shibanim. We ask the oldest aid, the oldest one of the aidim, we ask him. The Oimalei. And we say to him, Emor Masha Shemata. Perfeish. Let us hear clearly now exactly what was the lesson. How did that person say it? Oimalei. He says it clearly. He says that this person cursed Hashem's name with Hashem. They say, Mamash, the name of Hashem will speak out. So the Dayanim now hear the curse of Hashem. For Dayanim, the Yonim there, Oimdim are Raglayim the Kohen. They have to stand up and rip the clothing. It's like any time you hear a curse of Hashem, you have to rip your clothing. So the Yonim also have to rip the clothing. For Leim Yachin, you can never sew it back again. That rip stays Leilim. The Hashem Yonim, again, they say to the second aid, Af Ani Kamo. He really doesn't have to speak out the curse. It's enough, there's no heard it once. They just say, I heard the same thing. Also, the Ashlishi Yomer Afani Kamo, I also heard the same thing. But once Bezdin heard the curse once, that's enough.
Why does the
Mishnah
tell us about a
favor? Most of it like this. Tell him like this. Shame b'shem. He has to curse Hashem with Hashem's name, but he has to say Hashem twice. Which is going Yaakov Pleni is Pleni. That Reuven should curse Reuven. That's what he says also. Hashem should curse Hashem. He has to say Hashem's name twice. At Shivor, which we curses, shame Hashem, b'shame with Hashem's name. Minuani Nili, how do we know this? That's the Issa Megadeth, with then Yechayiv Misa at least. And Mashmur, Shmur says, the Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, v'neikev shame. So neikev shame, through Dashin, v'nikvei shame, yumas. If he like, speaks that really, the shame Hashem, and curses Hashem with his own name, that's when it's Chayiv Misa. Rashi says, "V'neikir shem v'nikvay shem lo'ochi ahadrei b'hai kriya leimer." The person repeats over itself and says, "V'neikir b'shem leimeloch ad sheyikov shem b'shem." Like it's extra, this word "V'neikir shem." Right? He has to curse Hashem with Hashem's name. For the Gemara, "Mimai, how do I know the high neikir of lishna b'vuchehi that this lashon of neikir is lashon of giving a curse?" So the Chiddush says, "Mo'ekov lekova kel. I can't curse what Hashem did not curse." It's a lashon of nekev, this lashon of akev is cursing. Here also the nekev means cursing. So Yoni Chayv, if he cursed Hashem with his name. The Yazarah, so where's the, so here the Pesach says, Alikruch of Dalav the Misa. Where's the Lav, where's the Yazarah? Mehocha. Elekim leisakalav. You can't curse Hashem. This is the Yazarah. So that's the Yazarah not to do it. And if you do it, you Chayv Misa from the Pesach of a nekev b'shem. For the more we aim, maybe the Pesach means, Midras. Maybe it means like you want to stab Hashem. If you have Hashem's name written on a piece of paper, so you take a sword and stab Hashem, maybe that's what Yechayv Misa for. But she says, Lo litchayv sakin litto neked noked Hashem akos of a cloth. You have Hashem's name written in a cloth, and you take a sword and like stab it, maybe that's the chet of it. Maybe that's what v'nekev means. V'nekev shame maybe means stabbing. The Chiddush says in the Pesach, Vayikav chur b'dalt v'losei. He pierced the hole through the door. So you see, Vayikav is Russian of piercing. Maybe also. And the Azores, where would the Azores such a thing? The Azores of Miracha. The Yavaratem Eshimam. It says, by Avodizora, destroy it. The post again says, the Leithasu came Hashem Lakechem. But you're not supposed to destroy Hashem. That's the Azores. If you have Hashem's name written, you're not allowed to destroy it. You can't erase Hashem's name. It says, Leithasu came Hashem Lakechem. Maybe that's the Azorah, maybe the Pesach of the Nekev B'Shem, when you Chayv Misa, if you stab Hashem. Someone says, no, we just dash in, bein in, shame B'Shem B'Lekah. There has to be like a double Hashem. You have to curse Hashem with Hashem's name. So by piercing it, what are you going to do with two Hashems? Why have you, how are you piercing two names? For the name, why not? The man of Shnei Shem is Adadi. And maybe you have two names next to one another. Like you have Shema Yisrael, some of the Shema Chod, you have two Hashems there, and the guy took his sword and passed through one Hashem, and then he passed it through another Hashem. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is talking about. Maybe that's when you chayiv Misa. The man of Shnei Shem is Adadi. All these are Lahu, and he stabs them. So when it says, no, who, that's considered naked, you stab once. The chayiv of naked is called another action by itself. It's not called one time, shame to shame. It's called two separate actions. The more name, the end, maybe like this. The chayiv shame apum the skina. Take your knife, at the tip of the knife, write Hashem's name on the knife. Obozabu, and then take that shame like it stabbed it through a name written on the parchment. So maybe if you're using Hashem's name, stabbing it through another Hashem. Maybe that's John the Pasuk here. So it says, now who? Chuvah the skina, who the kaboza. That's called the sharpness of the knife is going through. It's not called Hashem's name. Even though you have Hashem's name written at the tip of the sword, so what? That's not what's piercing through the Hashem written down here. What's piercing through is the sharpness of the sword. So therefore it's not it. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on right after.
God says what's called cursing Hashem, especially when you get skila. So learn that from the Pasuk of Noitev Shem, that it means you curse Hashem with Hashem's name. In the middle of the question, how do we know it means cursing? Maybe it means stabbing. Somewhere it says stabbing doesn't come out. Of course, even if you put Hashem's name on the end of the sword, it's only called Chufa the Sakina Hudukab the Baza. 10 lines down from the Gemara. Even if you put Hashem's name at the tip of the sword, when you stab another Hashem's name, it's called the Sakin, the sharpness of the sword. That's what's slicing Hashem's name. That one says, Eimah, let's say, Perusha Shemei. Maybe when the Torah says that if you curse Hashem, you receive skila, maybe to just say out Hashem's name, just by saying Hashem's name in vain, maybe for that alone you chayiv misa. Rashi says, b'yos yosef u'pirushoi. You just say out clearly the words yudke vovke, you say it out for no reason, maybe for that alone you chayiv skila. So the Pasuk says, v'yikach, let's see, v'yikach moshe v'yaron, es anoshe melo, asher nikvu b'shemus, but he called them by their name, and it means special names. Nikvah b'shemus means calling them by their names. So even here also, v'nekev shem, when the Pasuk says, v'nekev shem, just means you speak out clearly Hashem's name in vain. Maybe for that you chayiv misa. The azarosa will be the love of the Torah. Mehocha, the Pasuk says, es Hashem lekecha tira. You're supposed to fear Hashem, which part of fearing Hashem means do not say His name in vain. So maybe it isn't allowed to say Hashem's name in vain. But maybe that's pshat in Megadeth. That's what Megadeth is. You're saying Hashem's name in vain. Maybe for that alone, you're chayiv skila. So where it says no. Chodah, one thing is that's wrong. To be non shame v'shem v'leka. They just said it says v'leka of shame that you have to curse Hashem with His name. You have to curse Hashem with His own name. Like say Hashem's name twice. Now by just speaking out the name in vain, one time is the Avera. You would not have to say it twice. And even if you say it twice, it's not like one Aveira, like you're using Hashem's name for Hashem's name, but you're doing the same Aveira twice, like I said before. If you would say out His name twice, that's like doing two separate Aveiras. So that can't be the Chiyuv Misa just for saying out Hashem's name. That's simply like I said before, you curse Hashem with Hashem's name. The eighth, secondly, Hevelei Azara Sefei. Here the Pasuk says, Es Hashem lekecha tira, that's like a positive mitzvah saseh. You should fear Hashem. The Azara saseh, le shmei Azara. That's not called a warning. We know there's a klal in the Torah. When the Torah says you get a punishment, there has to be another place in the Torah, the Azara. And Azara means a warning, do not do it. Do not do it means a loy, don't do it. Here, Es Hashem lekecha tira, that's like a mitzvah saseh. That cannot be the lav for nekev shame. So that can't be the pshat in cursing Hashem. The boy said another pshat is Omakwa, the Pasuk says, Vayikav Vayikalal. It says clearly in the Psukim, Vayikav then Vayikalal, meaning that the very there was, he cursed Hashem. And for cursing Hashem, that's when you receive this Misa of Skila. The name, what do you want to tell me? The Nekev Klolahu. Then what does the word Nekev mean? It means to curse Hashem. The Mor says, Vidilma maybe, Adiyavatavayu. Maybe you have to do both. true, you have to curse Hashem, but maybe also you have to just say out Hashem's name also. They're like two types of Averus over here. Rashi says, Perushe, you have to speak out Hashem's name in vain, or Beruche, and you also have to curse him. Or Bechad Eloi Mechayiv, maybe if he's the one separately, you will not be Chayiv Misa. Maybe it's not enough just to curse Hashem, but you also have to speak out His name clearly. Maybe you'll do twice. Samurai says, no, Loi Sakodai, do not think like this. You see, the Pasuk says, Hoitzeya Samakalo, that's all. Take out the one that cursed Hashem, for that alone, he deserves Chila. For Lake Siv Hoitzeya Etanoikev Yamakalo, does not say take out the Noikev and the Makalo. Mashmim was one chet, the chet was cursing Hashem, that's the Chi of Chila. Shmamina Chodihi, it's only one Aveira, that's cursing Hashem. Tana Rabban, what about this? The Pasuk says, Ish Ish Kikalo. Matam Lemi Ish Ish. Why does the Pasuk say twice a double Oshin? Says, Ish Ish Kikalo Lelekov. Yeah. So, Lerabbe says, Thirdly Kechovim. She Musor and Abikas Hashem. That even a guy, there's an Aveira of him to curse Hashem. If he would curse Hashem, he's also Chayiv Misa. Ki Yisor, just like a Jew. But V'yein Nahorgim Ela B'sayit. He should know, if they would curse Hashem, if a guy would curse Hashem, he would only receive the Misa through Sayif, the sword. He would not receive Skila. Why? Right? Shekol Misa Amur B'vnei Noyach Einu Ela Sayif B'sayit. Any time a guy deserves Misa, it's always only B'sayit. Like Rashi says, Einu Ela B'sayit Tesibu B'odom Domo Yishofech. Doesn't say any other type of a misa, so Yishofech means by slicing his head, slicing off the neck, that's called besides the saif. So that's this extra pasuk of Ish Ish, even of a goy, curses Hashem, for that is also a chayiv misa. For the more of a mohochen, the Lord and Afim over here, Rashi says, the akum mazorim abrukas Hashem, is this the lima that if a goy curses Hashem, he's chayiv? Mehosem nafka, there's another pasuk for that. Hashem, zu birchas Hashem. It says that with sundashin, it's a pasuk of v'yitzav Hashem olakim. It's a pasuk later with sundashin, it's v'yitzav Hashem olakim. It says the word Hashem, zu birchas Hashem. It means cursing Hashem. And Omer Rav Yitzchok, Yitzchok Nafka says, l'nitzuch elu l'revusa ha-kinuyim. It means to include even the kinuyim, even the nicknames. Not only if you say yutke vovke, and that's what you chayiv, but rather means even the kinuyim. So Rashi says like this, Lenitzrecho, hi ish ish. We need the pasuk ish ish, el l'rabbis as a kinuyim. Shoyaku musorim abrichosa ki Yisrael. That's true, there's a pasuk of Hashem that teaches us even a goy is over the law not to curse Hashem. But from that pasuk it says Hashem, I would have thought only if he uses the real yutke vodke. How do we know if he uses a nickname? He'll also be chayiv. That's the pasuk of ish ish. It was supposed to just like by a Jew. If he curses Hashem even with nicknames, he's also chayiv. Rashi says, "Imi hosma v'mina Hashem ham yuchid dafka the siv Hashem da'ayu lekim the v'hu kruol liazot avodazor d'ashinu lekamon." That's when in the extra pasuk ish ish, true to include a goy, that a goy is also chayiv not only if he curses with the yud kei vav kei, but even if he uses other names, he's also chayiv misa. The alivad Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the Tanya wrote like this: Ish ish ki yakala lelekov. Any person that curses Hashem, he carries a sin. What the pasuk say? It said already once. It says, "V'noikev shem Hashem, nice yumos." Somebody that curses Hashem, he's chayiv mis, which means kila. So what's the second pasuk? Ish ish ki yikala lalakov. V'noikev shem. I would only say if you curse him with shame, nice yumos. Yochol lo yechayiv el Hashem ham yuchad. Maybe only to use the yud kei vav kei. The real name for that Yechayiv Misa. Rashi says, Hashem Ham Yuchad, so it's Siv Hashem. Vayim Hashem Ham Yuchad, it's Siv Zeshim Ilyolam, the Yudkei Vodkei. Bilvad, Minan, how do I know L'Rabbis Kol HaKinuyim, any other nickname, or any other name of Hashem, nicknames, it means other names of Hashem, Kol Kinuyim, Tamil, the Pasuk says, Ish Ki Yikala L'Lekov, Mikol Mokom, Divrei Rabbi Meir, anywhere you curse Hashem, that word means Hashem, for that you're Chayiv Misa. Even if it's not the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, Vachom HaNechom say, Al Shem HaMiyuchad Misa. No, Yoni Chayiv Misa Skila, to use the Shem HaMiyuchad, Yud Kei Vav Kei. But HaChinuyim B'Yazora, if you use the other name, Savokai Shakai, then Yoni Chayiv Alav, but then you would not receive Misa. When it says the pliga of the Rav Meshia, the argument of Rav Meshia. Yeah, but that is also said that Yamad, we said before, according to Yitzchak Nafko, according to Rav Meir, we're Ma'ar B'Kinuyin. He argues on Rav Meshia. The other Rav Meshia, Ben Noyach, it's a guy. Sheberich es Hashem, the curses Hashem B'Kinuyin, with a nickname, the other names, Le Rabbonin Chayiv, according to Rabbonin also Yechayiv. In other words, before Rav Yitzchak Nafko, only according to Rav Meir, Yechayiv, by Kinuyin. Mashm, according to Chom, he held Yepotah. Here it says no, that even according to the Rabbonin, a goy is chayiv misa, even for the Kinuyim. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, keger ki ezrach. Is a ger like a regular Jew? That means ger vi ezrach, who debin v'nok v'shem? Here the Pasuk is talking about a Jew, or a ger. He is only chayiv misa if he uses the shem ham yuchad yud kei vod kei. Avalevi ki chodim, if a goy curses Hashem, afila b'kinuy. Even with the other names of Hashem, also be Chayiv Misa, even according to the Rabbanim. So that's what the Yud Pasuk Ger Kezrach. Now the question is, Rabbi Meir, did he hold even a Jew is Chayiv another Kinuyin? Hay ke Ger Kezrach Mayovedle? What does he do with his limud to teach us that a Ger and a Jew has a special halacha different than a Goy? What's different? According to Rabbi Meir, both a Jew and a Goy is Chayiv if they curse Hashem with any name. So that is this. The difference is, Ger v'yezrach b'skila, true, they receive skila. Avol avidchavim b'sayit, but a guy only receives sayit. Salka, that the Chimin Arbor thought to say, Hoyo v'yisrabu, israbui, since a guy is bechlal this aveira not to curse Hashem. So maybe when he curses Hashem, he's chayiv the chomad gemisa of skila, different than all other mises, k'mashmula no still, since he's a guy never receives more than sayit. That's the misa we give a guy, nothing more. He does not receive skila. Now, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Libud Rabbonin, Hay Ke Ger Ki Yezrach Mayavadlei, what does he do according to Rabbonin? What does he do with Ger Ki Yezrach? Ger Ki Yezrach, who divin in shame b'shame? Only by a Jew do we have to curse, the Aveira is cursing Hashem, you're cursing Hashem with Hashem's name. Avalevi Ke Chavim, or the guy curses Hashem, Leivinon shame b'shame. He does not need to curse Hashem with Hashem's name. If it just Tom says, I curse Hashem, for that he's chayiv. Ish ish lomli, what's the extra words? Ish ish, anyway a goy is chayiv. What's the extra limud ish ish? He holds an echonami. Dibra Torah Koloshim b'nei yodim. Sometimes we don't dashin. The ish ish, that's the way the Torah talks also sometimes. It talks the way people talk. It's not there for drosha, it's not called extra. That's the way the Torah talks. It's not extra. Tan Rabban, word like this. Sheva mitzvahs nitztavu b'nei noich. There are seven mitzvahs that goyim also have, and if they're over the averus, they're chayiv misa. By a goy, if he does the averus, chayiv misa for them. Dinim, he can't steal, he has to have psak din of bezdin, dinim mamnis, that mechuyiv and dinim mamnis, they're not allowed to steal. They dinim. Or birchas Hashem, they're not allowed to curse Hashem. Avoy de zoro, they're not allowed to worship avoy de zoro. Gila arroyis, if they live with another erva, they're also chayiv misa. Rashi says, kulam chutz minara marosa, excluding if another guy just married without nisuyin. Kedasuk was says by a guy gavir avimelech, hinach meis alisha shalakachto vibulas baal, that a guy is only chayiv if he lives with somebody else's wife, that wife already lived with a husband. So dashin bulas baal yeshlem, a guy can't live with another wife that she lived with a husband. But Nara Marosif, the other guy only made Kedushin. They didn't live together yet, and now a second guy takes her, for that he's not Chayiv Misa. A guy is not Chayiv on a Narusa, he's only Chayiv on a Nesuya. Right. Gila Shvichas Dom, if a guy kills another guy, he's also Muzir Al Zeh, one of the mitzvahs, he's Chayiv Misa for that. The Gezel, and if he steals. So the first one then, Dinim, is not only Gezel, there means to listen to Dayanim, to the Bezdin. If they steal the Chayiv, he ate him in a Chayiv. A guy cannot rip off a piece of meat off an animal. A guy cannot go to an animal and rip off the leg when the animal is alive and eat that leg. That's called Eivim Anachai. He has to first kill the animal any way he wants when the animal is dead. Then he can take off meat. But if he pulls off a piece of meat when the animal is still alive, even though the animal dies later, for that he's chayav to eat that piece of meat. That's called Eivim Anachai. These are the seven mitzvahs. We'll soon see where we learn out from. So these are the seven mitzvahs, Bnei Melech. We'll soon see how we learn them out from. Rabbi Hananya Ben Gamla.